Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez of the Best. Today is Friday, September 23, 2022. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. Yes, 2 weeks in a row. I'm feeling like shit. I've been feeling under the weather for the last few days. I don't know, man. It was gout, and then it was just like, I don't even know what it is now. But I'm here doing my civic duty. Posting the podcast for the world. How was your week, huh? Anything juicy on the internet? Have you internet sleuths been looking into Adam Levine and Sumner? What a weird name, Sumner. So you guys must have heard about the Adam Levine thing already. It would have been a titi on Hala Hala Show for sure if we were in season. But I guess we could talk about it here, so we'll talk about that. There's also another thing, maybe lesser known news, but if you're an NBA fan, it kind of made waves in the NBA, which is similar to the Adam Levine move. So it's just a bunch of, penises getting themselves in trouble. So we'll talk about that today. And also, I'm going to talk about my upcoming trip to the United States. I'm flying out this week, and it's going to be a blast. A lot of stuff to do, a lot of stuff to see, places I've never been to before, and familiar places. But let's start with Adam Levine, shall we? Oh, excuse me. So in case you don't know what happened with Adam Levine, there is a TikTok girl named Sumner Stroh, who I think is a Instagram model. I don't know if she does anything else. Probably not. I don't know what she does. I'm looking here on the internet. Instagram. See here, Page Six describes her as an Instagram model. And she accused Adam Levine, who you might know as the lead singer for Maroon 5, who made maybe 3 good albums. And then I never really liked their stuff after. Can we just talk about, before we go into the whole Sumner thing, Maroon 5 peaked at the album with Makes Me Wonder. What is that? I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for that, for the Maroon 5. Yeah, here. It won't be soon before long. This album was their best. I mean, no. This wasn't their best album, but it was their last album that I thought was pretty good. Because every album after was not good. Because the next album after that was, after all these weird B-side and remix albums, was Maroon 5 Hands All Over, with the singles Misery, Moves Like Jagger, Never Gonna Leave This Bed, which I thought weren't very good songs. And then Overexposed in 2012, that's the one with Payphone. I didn't really like those albums as a whole. You know, like Payphone was an okay song. They've had good songs throughout the years, even as late, or even as early as, or I guess late, as like mid-2010s. They had some good songs, but the albums as a whole, because I try to listen to their albums, and not good. Not good. The one that Makes Me Wonder is their last good album as a whole, in my opinion. It won't be soon before long. The album before that was, what was the album before that? Songs About, maybe it was just two. Maybe they just had 2 good albums. Yeah, maybe so. Anyway, back to Adam Levine. So Sumner Stroh posted a TikTok video, because that's where news comes out nowadays first, before anything. Before it goes on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, it goes on TikTok now. Before it reaches any of the, you know, accredited news channels, it's all on TikTok. So, she posted a screenshot, you know, that green screen feature of the Adam Levine Instagram DM. And what's crazy is Adam Levine's using his real Instagram account. He's not using a burner or anything. Straight up with the blue check mark says Adam Levine as his Instagram handle. And then you can see the messages from him. Well, it was supposedly him, right? Of course, we didn't know that at the time. So if you just watch the TikTok video, at first, you're like, how do we know this is real? And then Adam Levine posted an Instagram story saying, pretty much confirming it, not in so many words, but he said that he crossed the line and blah, 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 but he never cheated on his wife, see, Victoria's Secret lady, I don't know her name. And it's just, it's crazy that, A, it's crazy that what he said, if that was, I mean, assuming it's true, he was like, I want to name my baby with my wife after you, Sumner, my mistress. That's fucked up, man. That's pretty fucked up, and that's pretty deep. That's pretty, like, that's some fucked up territory mentally shit right there. And if you read the text, like the sexting that he was doing, he sexts like a 14-year-old boy would. You are so hot. Look at that booty. He's sexting like he's 15 years old. Like he just discovered the words titty and booty and sexy and hot. It's pretty wild. So now I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I mean, with these kind of things, especially with multi-million-dollar personality, because you know the wife. I don't want to do her a disservice. Adam Levine wife. What's her name? Bihari Prinsloo, who is a Namibian model. Oh, she's from Namibia. She's a Victoria's Secret model. So, you know, she's no slouch. She probably is a multimillionaire herself. So she doesn't need, you know, when it comes to, then that's the thing though. If there's no prenuptial agreement, that's where things kind of get sticky because she's also got a lot of money. Adam Levine definitely has a lot of money. So if they end up like not working it or if they end up calling it quits, that's going to be like a really big ordeal in terms of splitting the shit. Then they got to worry about the baby. You know, baby Sumner. What's gonna happen to baby Sumner? You get baby Sumner on weekends, okay, Adam? So I don't know. We'll see. Cause I mean, Kobe worked it out, right? Kobe Bryant worked it out with what's her name? Victoria Bryant. Because he gave her a giant ass diamond ring. who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Is Adam Levine redeemable? I mean, who knows? Who knows? So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I always think it when you're winning, like if you're winning in life or career, you can get over anything. As long as you didn't like kill someone or like sexually molest little kids, people will give you a pass eventually. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. People don't really hate Tiger Woods anymore. He was public enemy number one during that whole thing, right? I mean, when was that? When all his messages leaked out and there were like 40 women coming forward. Remember that shit? And then he started winning in golf. And then they're like, oh yeah, Tiger Woods. Remember? He's so great. So if Maroon 5 releases like the most bomb album that, you know, unites the world and ends the war in Russia and Ukraine, I'm sure people would forgive Adam Levine. But I don't think it's going to happen because like I said, their albums are basura. They've been hot garbage for a while. Let's move on to the other news. So this one might not interest you as much, but it is interesting enough that you might want to look into it. So there is a head coach in the NBA. His name is Ime. I don't know how to say his name. Ime Marcos. No, Ime Udoka. He used to be a player in the NBA. He coached the Boston Celtics and led them to the NBA Finals last year, right? But get this. He was just suspended, I think yesterday or earlier today, for the whole season of this year, this upcoming season, because he had an affair with a staff member on the Celtic staff, a female staff member. It was consensual, but I think she was like, you know, not, she was like underneath him, not literally, like figuratively. Well, probably literally too. But you know what I mean? He was in a position of power. Thus it invokes this whole like power dynamic shit. And that's why they suspended him for the year. And I mean, it's the right move, but, he's had a long time. I don't know if it's fiance, but he's been dating Nia Long. You might know Nia Long. She was in Big Mama's House and Boys in the Hood. She's this really pretty, black actress, but yeah, they have a kid together. They became engaged according to Wikipedia in 2015, although Nia Long has stated she has no plans to marry, so I don't know why they became engaged if she has no plans to marry, which is kind of weird. So they've been together for since 2011, I guess. So 11 years. So he cheated on her with a staff member. And now he's gone for the year. So what are you gonna do? Like at that point, okay. Makes you wonder, what is the, like, if it was a woman who was not, like, what if she was the general manager? Would that have changed things? Would the general manager been fired? Like, if the GM of the Boston Celtics was a girl and she slept with the male coach and then news got out, would the woman get fired? Or just hypothetically, let's say it's a male GM and then he sleeps with the male coach who's beneath him in terms of the hierarchy of the company, the team. Would one of them have to be fired or put on suspension? It makes you wonder. I'm not defending Ime Udoka. I think it's the right move to have him suspended. But can you imagine the dumbness that he, so dumb, bro. Cause he has been working his ass off as an assistant coach for years. Like he's been assistant coach for maybe 10 years and he finally got the head coaching job last year. He had a fantastic season where he brought the Celtics, who were, you know, kind of struggling. He turned the season around, got them to the NBA Finals, where they eventually lost to the Golden State Warriors. And he's ready to go into a new season with, you know, the same core team, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all these, you know, big names that are on the Celtics. And he decides to fuck it up. So bobo. Ah, crazy, man. So now I don't know what's going to happen with the Celtics. It seems like such a dumb move. Now, they're not releasing the name of the girl or whatever, which I think is a good move. Like, it doesn't really matter at this point. It shouldn't matter. But would they have released it if it was someone who wasn't? Yeah, I'm thinking about, like, the social dynamics here or the social hierarchy. Because it was... On the bright side, I guess if there is a bright side, it was consensual. It wasn't sexual assault, which is a crime. So at least there's that. People are speculating online because obviously it's the internet. So what's going to happen, right? Like, did he sleep with a executive's wife or something? Who knows? I saw on a Reddit thread, and you know, at some point during the off season, every season, you kind of get this feeling the NBA is the best reality show in the world. Like, there's so much drama in the NBA. I don't remember that there being that much drama growing up, but since the age of social media, where players have access to tweets and whatnot, did you guys hear about one of these players? He's a up and coming star. His name is Anthony Edwards. He plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And a video of him posting on Instagram stories, he was filming some gay guys outside of a club, and then he used a gay slur and posted it. And, you know, it's so dumb. First of all, he's uneducated in that fact. I'm sure he wouldn't have posted it if he was an educated person. Because even if you were low-key, you know, homophobic, if you were smart, you wouldn't post it. So he's dumb and homophobic. So that happened over the offseason, and then there was a Aaron Gordon who kind of tweeted in response to kind of supporting. So social media kind of, I think, really amped up the drama in the NBA, but also I think in all things in life. The world is more dramatic now with all these TikTok videos coming out, calling people out for whatnot. And in some ways, it's a good thing. In some ways, I think in more ways, it's worse. I mean, holding people accountable for shit is always a good thing. But then having that trial by social media is just fucking insane. So look into it. Ime Udoka, Anthony Edwards, if you want to do some cool Google searches, whatever, in the meantime. Or Sumner, you know? Look how many people are going to name their baby Sumner this year. All right, before I'm going to, you know, keep it nice and short because my head is kind of throbbing and I have to finish some voiceover work before I leave. I'm flying out this weekend. First stop is Chi-Town. Yes, Chicago, home of the Chicago Bulls. We're stopping there because my mom is having a reunion for the UP School of Economics. So a bunch of UP alumnis are coming there, and I'm going to say hello to them. Technically, I'm the DJ of the event. I'm going to just be pressing play on it. Like, I'm not going to mix. I'm not going to bring a mixer or anything. but I'm the DJ of the event. That was kind of my mom's excuse for getting me to go. Yeah, my son will DJ. I just wanted to go and, like, not attend. But, you know, here I am. She paid for my ticket. Yeah. So Chicago is the first stop. I forgot how many days we're going to stay there. 2 or 3. And then we are flying to... I'm addicted too. I forgot if it's Washington State or Alaska. So, fun fact, Washington State is where I spent a lot of my life because I went to high school there. I went to high school in Washington State in the middle of nowhere, white country, white people. This place called Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y. It's a little bit north of Olympia, north of Seattle. Just white people galore. I was one of maybe 3 Filipinos in my graduating class. Nice green place, like if you like rain and trees and shit, you might want to move to Lacey, Washington. So that's one of the stops. We're not staying there for that long. I think we're attending to some business. We're talking about like the property that we have there. Maybe, I'm not sure. And then, so I don't really know if I'm going to have time to go around. I don't really have that many fond memories of Washington in terms of like landmarks, because when I was there, I didn't have a car. I didn't even have a license. So I would rarely go anywhere outside of walking distance. So it would just be nice to kind of breathe in the Washington air for a little bit. I don't really have that many friends that are left there anymore. So that's one thing. And then Alaska, fun fact, I'm sure some of you might know this. I was born in Alaska. Yeah, I'm an Eskimo baby. I don't even know if Eskimo is politically correct nowadays. Or is it Inuit? You can't say Inuit. Oh shit, is that a bad word? But I'm an Eskimo baby. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska. And now I wish it was like June or July because it's really cool. I went there the last time I was in Alaska. It was, I think, June or July. And if you're familiar with, if you're not a flat earther, then you'll know that if you are in like the northern part of the earth during June or July, the sun like is always on you because it's tilted at an angle, right? So at midnight or 1 a.m., it looks like it's 3 p.m. in the afternoon, like 3 in the afternoon at 1 in the morning. So like the sun never goes down. So you need to have a bomb set of blinds if you live in Alaska. But the dark side is, wink wink, is that during the winter season, it's usually always more dark outside. Like sunset is at like 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. I don't know. So I don't know how it's going to go over there. We're going to visit some family friends there who I haven't seen in years. So I'm excited as well. And I know they have great seafood. So that's what I'm looking forward to in Alaska. Seafood. I know there's a bunch of Republicans there. So maybe I'll meet some Republicans, talk about Alaska. Not all Republicans sound like that. And then after Alaska or Washington, I forgot, whatever the between those two, we are flying back to San Diego, California, where I will spend the rest of my trip there, spending about 2 or almost 3 weeks in San Diego. But we might actually, we're going on like a camping trip for a little bit, which is going to be dope. We're also going to go to, maybe, this is tentative, because I don't really want to spend that much money, because I fucking blew some money in the casino this week. But we might go to Las Vegas, not to go casino, I don't really want to gamble there. I want to watch some shows, because Las Vegas is known for their epic shows. I want to see that magician, what's that fucking magician's name? Chinese magician in Las Vegas. I'm probably super racist, he's probably not Chinese. Shin Lim. I want to see him, bro. If you go on. He won America's Got Talent or one of those talent shows twice. He won like the season he was in, and then he won the champions one where all the returning winners came. So he fucked up the former winners of other seasons too. That's how good he is. He's a Canadian American. Sorry, so he's not Chinese. Canadian American. Maybe he has Chinese heritage. Who knows? Yeah, he is of Han Chinese descent, but he was born in Vancouver, according to Wikipedia. Go on YouTube and just type in Shin Lim, S-H-I-N-L-I-M. His shit is fucking insane. It's close-up magic, but it's unbelievable. It's the closest you'll ever get to seeing, because, you know, there's got to be a trick to it, but you'll never figure it out. He's so incredible. So I want to go watch that show. There's another show. If there's no comedy show. I wanted to watch Bill Burr, but the last time I was in the States, we were supposed to go, but we kind of didn't really happen. So I don't think he has any tour dates around Las Vegas or wherever, unless we fly out to wherever he's having a show, which is possible because flights in the U.S. cross, you know, across the nation are not that expensive-ish, kind of. Look at me talking like I paid for my fucking flight there. Thanks, Ma. So yeah, that's what's happening in the world of me. So, you know, I really sucked up the energy to record today because I promised that I would, because I let you guys down the last few weeks because of my trip to Pampanga, my trip to the States, my first trip to the States. So I will try to update you through. I'm going to bring my portable microphone so I can actually record on my phone. I'll record probably next Friday. At that point, I will probably be in either Washington or Alaska. So I'll have stories about Chicago for sure. I just don't know if I can upload on a Friday. I will record it on that Friday, but it might be a late upload. So just kind of, you know, work with me on that. Okay. Hopefully I have a good flight. I don't like saying I have a safe flight because I feel like obviously, duh. But, I got a window seat, which sucks. I hate it. And it's going to be a long flight. I think I fly out of Manila to Narita to Chicago. And I will bring my camera. I'll try to shoot content. I've been under the weather for the last month and a half. Not COVID, but I just feel like my body is giving out on me because of that whole, like, debacle with my mom getting, hurt last month. It was just like such a stressful time and I wasn't sleeping right. So hopefully things shape up and this can be like a more of a refreshing trip than an exhausting, you know, location, next location, next location trip. I kind of want to just kick back and kick it. So if I don't shoot content, I'll just leave it up to my personal willpower to do so and my motivation. Okay, take care. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and I'll catch you all. Say it with me later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.